Perhaps more surprising, two species of frog also made it to Fiji. Surprising because adult frogs quickly die in salt water. But the ancestor of this frog may have arrived here as a tadpole. Tadpoles normally need pools of fresh water to develop in. But these actually mature inside the egg. So on long journeys, these eggs would have been like little survival capsules. But the question remains, how did they ever reach these islands? Maybe the same way as Fiji's most intriguing castaway of all. Discovered only 30 years ago, Fiji's largest surviving reptile was marooned on a handful of its outer islands. Crested iguanas. They're one of the toughest and most saltwater tolerant lizards around. In the breeding season, males, nearly a meter long, battle it out for a mate. They begin with a gentle bout of competitive head bobbing. If no one backs down, things become more animated. The loser scrambles for cover. So where did these large lizards come from? Some speculate Asia, 4,000 miles to the west. Others, the Americas, 5,000 miles to the east. But how did they end up here in Fiji? One answer is that the iguanas, the frogs, and the millipedes were all carried here by powerful oceanic forces. Every day, large waves beat down on tiny islands across the Pacific. Imposing as they may be, these have little impact on island life. But every year, much larger waves rise out of the ocean. They're generated by underwater landslides and earthquakes. Known as tsunamis, they can flatten coastlines. Yet these destructive forces may have also brought life to some islands. As tsunamis strike the coast, rafts of vegetation can be cast adrift. Perhaps animals were caught up in those rafts too. Could this have been the answer to how these animals made it to Fiji? After all, they are the hardiest of their kind and could have survived long sea journeys. Fiji's first animals.